أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. لترون الجحيم ثم لترونها عين اليقين. In the previous ayats, Allah tabaraka ta'ala from the beginning of the surah reminds us that we should be mindful of akhirat and not get so much engrossed in this dunya and accumulating the wealth of this dunya and getting a greed for it, and then a person becomes blind to everything, forgets everyone. As in another ayat, Allah ta'ala says, in this greed a person forgets himself also. He doesn't worry about his own health also, as long as he can be accumulating wealth. And according to the occasion of the revelation of this ayat, it also refers to a person being proud of his family, that we are very great, we are very honorable, etc. And by extension, everything that makes us unmindful of akhirat, we should come out of that and we should give preference to akhirat. Islam did not deny us of our dunya's life. We have our dunya's life, but not to give it preference. Preference be given to akhirat. Fulfill all the rights of this dunya's life, of earning one's family, oneself, one's rest, everything, but giving preference to akhirat all the time. If not, Allah Ta'ala wants that soon you will know, and you will properly know that this dunya was just a dream, it was just a waste of time. The real life is the life of akhirat. And Allah Ta'ala says you will have ilme yaqeen of it. That is, you will have that knowledge of that yaqeen, that this dunya's life was just a dream, it was nothing, and real life is akhirat. And then Allah Ta'ala further says that life of akhirat, if you did not make it your object, and you did not even believe in Allah Ta'ala, and you did not, you broke the laws of Allah Ta'ala, then you will be seeing the fire of Jahannam. لَتَرَوُنَّ الْجَحِيمِ بِيشَكْ تُمْكُ دَيْكْنَا هِي دُوزَخْ. Undoubtedly you will see Jahannam. You will see the fire of Jahannam. And that will be in the qabr. For every person, he will be shown the fire of Jahannam also. Even the righteous and the pious, they will be told that this was every person. Allah has booked his place in Jannat also and in Jahannam also. And in one aspect, we are here in this world to cancel one of the two and to keep one of those two. If we cancel Jahannam, then Jannat is our place. And if unfortunately we cancel Jannat, then we have made Jahannam our place. So there a person will be shown Jahannam also, a righteous, pious person. And he will be told, you have been saved of this. Your place was there, but you cancelled that reservation. You cancelled that booking, so you are saved of it. And then he will be shown his place of Jannat, and this is the place you will be going to. Whereas a non-believer, a transgressor, will be shown Jannat, and it will be told, your place was booked here, but you cancelled it. How you lived your life, what your beliefs were, you cancelled this place of Jannat, and now this is your place of Jahannam. And that in itself, for as long as we will be in our qabrs, Allah alone knows how long. And to be warned of this and to see that fire of Jahannam and to be knowing this is where I'm going, what a terrible thing. So Allah Ta'ala says everyone will see this Jahannam. There is no doubt about it. The righteous, the pious, and the wrongdoers, the non-believers, all will be seeing it. Fortunate are those people who will feel so happy that I'm saved of this terrible ordeal and this terrible thing. So we have to be very, very concerned about our iman and our amal also. Further, Allah Ta'ala says, strengthening that same subject, and Allah Ta'ala is repeating it, like just as we perhaps will tell our children, and we repeat and tell them, do this, do this. We'll call them again, don't you understand how Allah Ta'ala, with so much of shafqat and kindness, and feeling for us, Allah Ta'ala is repeating and telling us the subject, and still if we are not going to believe, as it is made clear also, that no person will be punished on the day of Qiyamah until he himself will be convinced that I am really guilty. I was the wrongdoer. I was given so many reminders. I was told so clearly, yet I did not heed. I have got no excuse, and there is no zulm from Allah Ta'ala whatsoever. Allah made every arrangement for me, but I did not heed the call. So Allah Ta'ala says, ثُمَّ لَتَرَوُنَّهَا عَيْنَ الْيَقِينَ. Phir dekhna hai usko yaqeen ke aankh ke saath. And undoubtedly you will be seeing the fire of Jahannam, and you will see it with your eyes, and it will be there in front of you. As we had explained yesterday, ulama have written that this conviction that a person has is of three stages. One is ilmul yaqeen. He has the knowledge. All of us have got knowledge of the fire of Jahannam. And this is such a fact and known in the world that even an atheist will speak of hell and heaven. That though he say he doesn't believe it, but they know it is such a concept that across the board the world knows about it. Whichever religion he follows, whether he follows any religion or not, the concept of Jannat and Jahannam is there for everyone. Everyone has got knowledge of it. So whether they believe in it or not, that is a different thing. But they have, there is, Allah has put it, everyone has got that yaqeen, that knowledge of it. Then the next level is aynul yaqeen, where a person sees it with his eyes. Fortunate, Mufassirin have written, few people in this world live their lives as though they have already seen Jahannam. And then they save themselves completely. The whole world will call them mad people, that you don't take out insurance, you don't get involved in bonds, etc. You are living in your life in such a way, etc. But they see one of the Sahaba, Hazrat Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala anhu, most probably it was, his wife told him, why don't you also ask to be a governor of a certain, of any place, when the Muslim empire was increasing rapidly. So he says, I prefer to be right, that yaqeen of the akhirat, that there is a bridge I have to cross, pull sirat. And a person who is light with burden, he will cross it very easily. And a person who is burdened with all things of this dunya, it will be almost impossible for him to cross it. So yeah, in this world he lived a life of austerity, a life of simplicity, nothing to do with this dunya. All this, so that yaqeen, there are few other people who have got that. And they lived their lives very simply. The people of the world will be sort of fleeting and flying past him, but it will mean nothing to him. He'll be worried of that life there. So that is that aynul yaqeen, when a person will see it. Fortunate are those who have as though seen it without actually seeing it. But in the qabr, everyone is going to see it. And then the next stage will be haqqul yaqeen. May Allah protect us all, when the people who deny Jahannam, they will be actually in Jahannam. And then they will have nothing to say, we don't believe in Jahannam. It was just all fairy tales. There was nothing like that. When they will be burning in the fire of Jahannam, and then they will realize that these were not fairy tales, it was reality. May Allah protect us, our progeny, all our family and everyone from the fire of Jahannam. Yeah, Allah has explained it very clearly, and this opportunity Allah has given us all. And may Allah give us that tawfiq and that understanding to save ourselves and to prepare and to go directly into Jannah, not via Jahannam, not one bit of Jahannam also. There will be those people also who will be believers, but they will burn for very long in the fire of Jahannam. There will be others who will be just dipped in the fire. And that also is not at all how a person cannot think of it. Here is the opportunity that we can make our lives and we go direct to Jannat without any Jahannam, without any punishment of Allah, for that Allah has given us our deen, and to follow this deen properly and to the best of our ability. And also Allah has been so kind that as long as we are breathing and we are still living, we can make tawbah and we can change our lives. And by making tawbah, immediately Allah forgives all the sins. But we must not be negligent of making tawbah and istighfar also and turning to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq.